Today, mankind is terribly dependent on fossil fuels. We are in a race against time to create alternative green forms of energy to meet our daily requirements. Water splitting reaction is one such technique through which hydrogen fuel can be produced in a sustainable manner. Water splitting reaction is a process where water decomposes into its constituent elements, that is hydrogen and oxygen. This can occur either through photolysis, thermolysis, or electrolysis. Electrolysis is by far considered the most promising method. The formation of oxygen-oxygen bond, that is the oxygen evolution reaction, is a spin-restricted reaction. Every electron in an atom has its own spin. If the electrons have parallel spins, they are said to be in triplet state. And if they have anti-parallel spins, they are said to be in singlet state. In water, the oxygen electrons are in singlet state and they must be converted to triplet state in order to form the oxygen-oxygen bond after splitting. The energy required for this conversion of states is in general greater than the energy that is produced by the entire process. And this was a very big challenge for the scientific community. This study makes use of nickel zinc iron oxide anode, platinum mesh as cathode, and an alkaline electrolyte like KOH. What makes this work so unique is the application of external magnetic field using commercially available neodymium permanent magnets. The applied magnetic field polarizes the oxygen electrons. It favors the parallel alignment of these electrons, that is, convert them to triplet state. This way, the rate of oxygen-oxygen bond formation is enhanced. Also, the current density is almost doubled by just moving the permanent magnets close to the anodic compartment. So here's how an external magnetic field can be used to enhance the electrolytic activity of magnetic anodes in alkaline condition. This study has undoubtedly paved way for development of more efficient and green ways to produce hydrogen fuel, the energy of the future.